Chapter 10. Just a pack of cards.
Here I am,
said Alice. She was now much bigger than everyone else in the court. She jumped up so fast that her skirt caught the jury box, and all the animals and birds fell out. Alice thought about her poor pet goldfish. Last week, she had knocked over their bowl.
I'm very sorry, she said.
She picked up the members of the jury and put them back in their box.
If I don't do this quickly, they will die, she said to herself.
She was still thinking about her goldfish. Then the King of Hearts spoke.
We can't go on, he said, until all the members of the jury are back in their places.
He looked at Alice. Alice looked at the jury box. Bill the Lizard was upside down.
I'm stuck,
he whispered, sadly waving his tail. Quickly, Alice picked him up and turned him over. The other members of the jury found their pencils and their notebooks and started to write notes. Poor Bill was too upset, and he sat with his mouth open, staring up at the ceiling.
Who stole the tarts?
The king asked Alice.
What do you know about it?
Nothing, replied Alice.
Nothing?
Said the king.
Nothing,
said Alice.
That's a very important fact,
said the king. He turned to the members of the jury.
Write it down,
he told them. But then the white rabbit jumped up.
I think you mean unimportant, Your Majesty,
he said, looking at the king.
Yes, yes, unimportant, of course,
said the king. Some of the jury wrote important and some wrote unimportant.
But it really doesn't matter, thought Alice.
The king was writing in his notebook. Suddenly he cried,
Silence in court.
Then he read out,
Rule 42. All people who are more than a mile high must leave the court.
Everyone looked at Alice.
I'm not a mile high, she said.
Yes, you are,
replied the king.
You're nearly 2 miles high,
added the queen.
Well, I won't leave, said Alice. That's not a real rule. You just wrote it down.
It's the oldest rule in the book,
said the king.
Then it should be rule 1,
said Alice. At this, the king shut his notebook quickly and cried,
It's time for the verdict.
Alice knew that the verdict is what the judge decides at the end of the trial. The white rabbit jumped up and said,
Not yet, Your Majesty. We must read this first. It's a letter from the Jack of Hearts.
Read it to the court,
said the king. The white rabbit unfolded the piece of paper and said,
It isn't a letter, it's a poem.
Then the Jack of Hearts spoke.
I didn't write it, Your Majesty, he said. No one has signed it, so you can't prove that I wrote it.
You didn't sign it, said the king, because you didn't want to be caught. An honest man always signs his name.
Everyone clapped their hands, and the queen said,
That proves that he stole the tarts. Send him to prison.
It doesn't prove anything, said Alice. You don't even know what the poem is about.
Read it, said the king.
The white rabbit put on his glasses and asked,
Where shall I start, Your Majesty?
Start at the beginning and stop when you get to the end, the king replied.
The white rabbit read the poem to the court.
I gave her one, they gave him two. You gave us three or more. They all returned from him to you, though they were mine before.
That poem is very important, said the king,
rubbing his hands together.
No, it isn't, said Alice. It's nonsense.
She was now so big that she wasn't afraid of him. Then the king pointed his finger at the plate of tarts.
Look!
He cried.
Here are the tarts. Nobody stole them. Now we can have the verdict at last.
No, no, replied the queen. We must have the sentence first and then the verdict.
That's nonsense too, said Alice. The sentence is the judge's punishment for the prisoner. You can't have the sentence before the verdict.
Be quiet, said the queen.
She was so angry that her face had turned purple.
I won't be quiet, replied Alice. Send her to prison,
shouted the queen. But nobody moved, and Alice was now the right size, so she felt very brave.
I'm not afraid of you, she said. You're just a pack of cards.
And then the whole pack flew up into the air and crashed down on Alice's head. She screamed and tried to push the cards away. And then she was lying on the riverbank next to her sister. Some dry leaves had fallen onto Alice's face, and her sister was gently brushing them off. Wake up, Alice, she said, kissing her. You've been asleep for a long time.
I had a very strange dream, said Alice,
and she told her sister about her adventures with the White Rabbit, the Mad Hatter, and the others. It was a very strange dream, her sister said when she had finished. But it's time for tea now. Let's go home. So Alice ran home for her tea, still thinking about all her exciting adventures in Wonderland. The end.